You know, I'm reading in Ephesians 6 about the armor of God. And I'm reminded when I was a kid and I was driving home or driving to school every morning, my mom would have us put on the full armor of God in preparation for what the school day was going to bring us. And I love that exercise because it helps us remember that God doesn't send us out into the world, into the battlefield, without the proper armor. It's critical that we as believers know and understand that God sets us up for success, but part of that is really putting on armor. We expect and anticipate Satan to attack, so we're not caught off guard when his attacks come. Instead, we are covered in armor and we are built up ready for whatever he comes against us, because Satan really, at the end of the day, has no power over you because you are covered in the armor of God. I want to encourage you today that this book that my grandmother wrote, Satan Proof Your Home, is going to help you to walk in victory. This is an incredible resource that helps you recognize traps where Satan will try and meet you in your mind, meet you in your home and your family, and what to do when you see those traps and how to combat Satan's attack. My grandmother saw enormous victory in her life over the powers of Satan, over the principalities and rulers of darkness. And this book will help you to walk in that victory. So please call or go on the website. We want to get this book into your hands today. We're about to jump into a classic teaching that my grandmother gave on how to win against the enemy. There is an enemy. He's out for your soul. But the good news is God already has the victory. It's up to us to stand against the plans of Satan, to be prepared to say, "No, Satan, I will not receive whatever attack you put on me. I am walking in victory." Pay attention, because today's teaching will really help you to recognize spiritual warfare, to walk in victory, walk in freedom, and to continue to live that all the days of your life. Let's take a look.
Now, ushers, if you will pass out our sheets for today and this month, and I know Pastor Reese and our special success conference, we've been dealing with a lot of situations with how to handle relationships, and this is the last Sunday of the month, and the Holy Spirit gave me this on how to handle an enemy. Everybody has enemies, and probably some of you are considered an enemy to some other people. You know, you say, "Well, no, everybody thinks I'm so sweet." I doubt that. I think you're lying. But you know, everybody has it. That's why Jesus said that we should forgive others of their trespasses as the Father forgives us of ours. Because he knew we would trespass. He knew people would trespass on us. So we have to deal with enemies. Another thing, when you became a Christian, the devil became your enemy. Before that, you were his turf. He could chew you up, spit you out, and because you belonged to him. But now you're an enemy. Because he that's in you is greater than he that's in the world. So you need to know how to deal with enemies, not from the devil's standpoint, but from God's standpoint. So all of us here, we're going to have some situations. We're going to have some persecution because the Bible says it. And if you think, "Well, I'm a Christian now, I won't have any problems," honey, smell the coffee. You still have problems, but you just have a big God. And you have the Bible, and you have the name of Jesus. You have the blood of Jesus. Now look at number one, how to cope with persecution. Because if we're going to live godly, we will suffer persecutions. Another thing we're going to find out when you get born again, the world hates you. The world doesn't think you're the best thing since sliced bread. And when you become a Christian and you don't drink with them, you don't commit adultery with them, you don't tell dirty jokes with them, you don't take drugs with them, suddenly the world doesn't like you. And Pastor Reese shared something with me. I said, "Tell me about some of your enemies." He said, "Well, when I first went to work as an engineer," said, "there was a man who was over me that hated me." He said, "Not because of my work, not really because of me, because I was a born-again Christian. And he hated Christians. He hated born-again Christians. Probably it was very convicting to him. Maybe somebody was praying for him. But you know, the world doesn't just say, "Whoopee, you're here, I adore you," right? So he said, "This man was over me, and he would give me bad reviews, and he would say bad things about me." But Reese trusted God, put his trust in God, because there is a way that your enemy can become a blessing. Ah, put your hand on your heart. Say, I won't forget. There is a way my enemy can become a blessing. Because you see, when you became a born-again Christian, you have God for you. And God says he'll make all things work together for to them that and are called according to his purpose. So God can make your enemies work for you and be a blessing to you. Well, what happened to this man? Well, this man got demoted and Reese got promoted. And pretty soon this man was below him and Reese was above. Why? Not because of Reese. Of course he had ability. Of course he worked hard. But because he put his faith and confidence in God, kept a right attitude, God caused his enemy, instead of hurting him, to become a blessing. And so I want you to see that this morning. I personally believe, you may disagree, and that's fine, but you're probably wrong, and I'm probably right. I believe God designs enemies to help us and to be a blessing. I believe the devil designs them to destroy us, and you make the choice.
Now, I might be a little bit biased, but I think it's real cool how Reese got victory. Of course, I know him by a different name. His name is Dad for me. But I think it's incredible to see God's hand of provision all over my family, even from the very beginning throughout all of the years. And remember, provision isn't just material gain. It's God's purpose in your life. Today's teaching is incredibly important, and I want to make sure you get the most out of the teaching. Make sure you grab your copy of today's teaching notes. This is a free downloadable copy that we have for you. It's absolutely free. It's our gift for you. So please make sure you go on our website, scan the QR code. We want to make sure you get these teaching notes in your hands today. When the enemy attacks, when there are difficulties, struggles, we have to learn that God is still present even in the middle of it, and that God is working so that we would experience victory, that we would walk in breakthrough, that we would walk in provision, in his purpose. God sees the whole picture. He sees the whole struggle, the whole battle, and his purpose is different maybe than just what our circumstance looks like. So if you're having a hard time seeing God's purpose more than your circumstance, please call or go on the website. We want to pray with you that you would see God's purpose and receive his provision in your life today. Let's jump back in.
So let's look at some things, and I think they will help you so much, maybe to deal with just some real junky, trashy things that are going on in your life. How to cope with persecution. When you are persecuted because you are a Christian, how do you deal with it? David, wow. He had to cope in his relationship with Saul. And it teaches us two things. What our attitude should be toward an enemy and how to deal with that person. So you say, well, I've got this person that's against me. Maybe it's a parent. Maybe it's your children. Maybe it's an employer. You know, maybe it's your mate. I don't know. But you've got enemies. And so what do you do? What should be your attitude? You say, well, my attitude is to shoot them and just get them out of the way. But that's not going to be the blessing. And then how do you deal with him? You've got to live in it. And David had to live in it. He had to live with an enemy. Now, what the sad thing is that Saul thought David was his enemy. And David was not his enemy. David loved Saul. David killed Goliath. David wanted to please Saul. David, if you remember, went out and killed 100 Philistines and brought back their foreskin because Saul said, if you do this, you can marry my daughter. And David said, what? That I would have an honor to marry the daughter of a king? He esteemed Saul highly. He was not Saul's enemy. But Saul considered David an enemy. Why? Because Saul got into fear. So many times we are projecting people's being our enemies when they are not, because we are in fear. And I don't want you to forget that. So I want you to put your hand on your heart. Say, I won't forget. Many people can be an enemy if I let fear rule in my heart. What made him afraid? Because Saul was not pleasing God. And women began to sing a song about David because David had killed Goliath. They said, oh, Saul has killed his thousands, but David has killed his 10,000s. And David had killed thousands of Philistines. And so they sang that song, and oh, everything in Saul went crazy with fear. I'm going to lose the throne, and David is going to take the throne. He's more popular than I am. And so he projected David as an enemy. Not all the people that you feel are against you are your enemies. Many times it's because you're into jealousy, you're into fear, you're into anxiety. You consider that person an enemy, and they may really like you. But you have a false concept. So he looked at him and wanted to kill him. Now, let's look at David's response. Look at number C, because this is key for you this morning. Everybody here, this message applies to you. It says, David behaved wisely in all his ways. Everybody say all. And the Lord was what? With him.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? I want you to know that God is a God of forgiveness. He says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This forgiveness is available to anyone, anywhere, at any time. Does this sound too good to be true? Can you imagine a God who loves you, who sent His Son to die for you, and who wants to welcome you into His kingdom of love? This is God's invitation to you today. He loves you and wants to save you. Call out to Him today. Pray now. Ask Him to be the Lord of your life. He is waiting for you.
Satan is on a mission to steal, kill, and destroy, and his attacks can feel relentless. The great news is that God has already given you the victory before the battle even begins. For your gift of $25 or more, we will send you Marilyn's books, Satan Proof Your Home and Winning Against the Enemy, along with her booklet, Bulldog Faith. These resources will empower you to stop Satan and his plans dead in their tracks. You'll learn to build a solid foundation in the Word and be prepared for everything that comes your way. And for your gift of $70, we will send you the new King James Large Print Bible. This beautiful turquoise leather soft Bible is lightweight, portable, and includes a helpful reading plan. The Lord has given you everything you need to walk in victory. Call or click to get this powerful offer.
Now let me talk to you about wisely. Four times it uses this term, in particular, in David's relationship with Saul. Four times it says he behaved himself wisely. Now I put the word down for you, sakal, S-A-K-A-L, because wisely here, the wisdom that he behaved in with an enemy, is a very unique word. It's sakal. When you look it up, you find out how to get it. How many of you would like to know how to get wisdom to deal with enemies so that you won? How many of you know God made you to win? Put your hand on your heart. Say, dear God, you made me to win over enemies. All right, but there is a how. There is a how. How did David do it? So I looked up Sakal. I found it. It is so great. You could write it down. It's Joshua 1:8. You'll be so glad you're here this morning. Joshua 1:8 says, if you meditate on the word day and night, if you do the word day and night, if you speak the word day and night, you will make your own way prosperous and successful. Now, what did David do? He meditated on God's word. He wrote 78 Psalms. I guess he meditated. And he spoke the word. He would not speak against Saul. When he had two opportunities to kill his enemy, I'd have killed him in a minute. He could have killed Saul. I'd have said, this is God. I'm going to kill him. That'll take care of it. But remember what he said? I will not touch God's anointed. Why? How did he treat him? He treated him like a child of God, like someone that God loved. How do you treat your enemies? Does God love your enemies? Does God want people to come through? And so what did he do? He said what God said. I'm not going to touch God's anointed. He spoke it. Did he act like God in it? I'm not going to kill him. I'm going to leave him with God. Did he meditate on what God said? Come on, did he? Absolutely. And did he become successful? I guess he did. He did turn out to be the king. But he turned out to be a king after God's own heart. He turned out to be a king that the Messiah would come from his genealogy. He turned out to be a king that the Bible says the throne of David shall never end. Amen. But would this have happened if he had not treated Saul in so-called wisdom? I don't believe so. I believe Saul was designed for David. I believe Saul was designed to make David a success. I believe Saul was designed by the devil to make David a failure, and David chose to behave wisely and to go God's way. You're not designed to fail. You're designed to succeed. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to fail if you do it the devil's way.
See, I love that verse. What the enemy meant for evil, God turns for good. And really, when we look at the story of Joseph, where this verse is, he experienced a lot of attacks, but God's plan was bigger than the enemy's attacks. At the end of the day, God gets the final say. Are there areas in your life where you're experiencing attack and you're wondering where the blessing is and what the blessing is going to look like? We want to pray with you that you would see God move and you would experience his freedom. Please call or go on the website. We want to pray with you that when you look at your circumstances, you're going through difficult times, that God would turn everything for good and that you would have the confidence to walk in the knowledge and walk in the faith that God would turn everything for good. I know there are many jobs that I wish I received, and now I'm so grateful I didn't get them because God turned everything for good. Let's jump right back into today's teaching.
I remember when Sarah came to us in her early 20s and said, I don't know if I believe in Jesus. You know, I was raised this way, so what choice do I have? You know, I wanted to slap her into the ground. And you know what the Lord said to me? Do you believe her words more than my word? I said, God, I believe your word. And so Wally and I would get together and we would talk about Sarah. We'd say, she's coming through. You know, we planted seed in her. She's the seed of the righteous. She'll be delivered. This is a temporary situation. Oh, I remember one time she came home and from school, from ORU, and we were having communion, and she wouldn't take communion. Folks, I'm going to tell you, I went in the ladies' restroom and cried. It made me feel so badly. But then I thought, now, wait a minute. She's the seed of the righteous. Do I believe her actions more than I believe God's word? And I made a decision to believe God's word. And look what God did. Amen. But that was the design of the devil to destroy. But that was God's design to make Sarah come through stronger and to make Wally and me to be stronger in faith and to have compassion and faith for your children and your grandchildren. Amen.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's word. By becoming a partner with Marilyn and Sarah Ministries, you'll share in bringing God's miracles and healing to the sick, experiencing a deep love for the Bible, and taking the gospel to the nations. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you our welcome gift package, which includes the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty coffee table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Sign up today as an easy gift partner, and we'll also send you the beautiful inheritance devotional. Call or click today to become a partner and help Marilyn, Sarah, and Isabel cover the earth with the word and connect everyone to the heart of God. Satan is on a mission to steal, kill, and destroy, and his attacks can feel relentless. The great news is that God has already given you the victory before the battle even begins. For your gift of $25 or more, we will send you Marilyn's books, Satan Proof Your Home and Winning Against the Enemy, along with her booklet, Bulldog Faith. These resources will empower you to stop Satan and his plans dead in their tracks. You'll learn to build a solid foundation in the Word and be prepared for everything that comes your way. And for your gift of $70, we will send you the new King James Large Print Bible. This beautiful turquoise leather soft Bible is lightweight, portable, and includes a helpful reading plan. The Lord has given you everything you need to walk in victory. Call or click to get this powerful offer.
Now, let's look at number two. So let's kind of look at you. Did you ever provoke anybody to be your enemy? You know, I think older brothers and sisters often do it to each other. I mean, they put them down. I had a younger brother, 4 years younger. I put him down. I could tell my mother everything that was wrong with him. He got into my toys. He won't leave me alone. He's always bugging me. He's messy when he eats. Blah, 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 blah. You know, and then, you know, he began to bug me and be ugly to me. Well, why would he be ugly to me? Because I provoked him. Folks, sometimes we've provoked people with jealousy. We've said ugly things to them, and we knew it would hurt them. And sometimes we wanted to get ahead ourselves. We didn't care who we stepped on to get up there. We were going to get up there. Then we say, well, why are they my enemy? I can remember one time when I first started to travel, there was another man who was traveling about the same time, and he would call me, and he would say to me, well, Marilyn, how large was your meeting in Virginia Beach? Well, I had 1,000 people. Well, I had 2,000. I wanted to slap his teeth in. He'd say, well, how many did you have saved? Well, I had 150 saved. Well, he said, I had 500. And he just would bug me, you know. And you say, was he a good friend? No, he's ugly. I don't want to be his friend. He was always provoking me to jealousy and provoking me to fear. Folks, sometimes we've done some stupid things. How many of you done stupid things? Come on, and you provoked some of your enemies. Now, folks, repent of it and stop acting like a jerk. Okay, let's go. The next thing, did you provoke through wrong acts? Some of our enemies, you know, we've been rude, crude, and uncouth, and just wondered, well, what happened? Well, I can tell you what happened. You did it wrong. And if it had been done to you, you would have reacted maybe even worse than they did. So we're talking about enemies sometimes like David. David was innocent. We're talking about enemies from the devil, from the world. But sometimes we've provoked our own enemies. And so we need to clean it up and clean up our act. Repent before God and do what we can to restore them. But let's look at the third thing. David was innocent because God was with him. Now, Pastor Reese, I need somebody who would come up here and sit here for me. Would you pick out someone? Because if you see this, see, I want your life to be changed. So if you see this, it has a better opportunity of getting into your heart. So, sir, if you would come and sit up here. Now, I'm going to pour water on you in a minute. Are you okay with that? You're not sugar. You won't melt. Okay. Now, Pastor Reese, I need somebody to be the devil. Okay, we'll take Pastor Pat. Okay, that's fine. Pastor Pat, if you'll act ugly behind him like you're the devil. You're behind him. Act real ugly. That's good. Okay, now think about this. This is so good. In Psalm 23:5, don't be nice, Pat. You're supposed to be ugly. Come on. In Psalm 23:5, it says, God prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He anoints my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Now think about that. Everybody here who's a Christian would say, oh, I want an anointed head. Okay, that's enough, Pat. You're harassing him too much. Everybody here, you want an overflowing cup. Is that true? Point to your head, say anointed head, overflowing cup. Okay, everyone here. Is that right? Okay, but where do you get it? Well, the Bible says you get it where? In the presence of your enemies. So where can I get an anointed head? Come on, where can I get it? Where do I get an overflowing cup? In the presence of my enemies. So if I have no enemies, can I have the anointing I need for my head? If I have no enemies, can I have the overflowing cup? And who wrote this? David. And who experienced it? Come on. Who experienced it? David. Now watch. What did God do in the presence of Saul? Oh, Saul was so ugly. No, don't put that on your head yet. Just hold it. You just hold the glass. You're getting ahead of it. What did David do? He behaved himself wisely. Is that true? How could he do that? Because he heard from God how to treat Saul. How can you get along with an enemy? Because God anoints your head. Here comes a little water. It won't hurt you. Because what does he do? He anoints your head. He gives you anointed thoughts. He gives you anointed wisdom of what to do. Come on. Is that right? Is that right? Yes! Your enemy wasn't designed to destroy you. Your enemy was designed to bless you.
This is such an important teaching today because it helps us to really look at people in the Bible who battled against Satan and who came out on the other side victorious. See, we know that there is a battle. There is a war going on for your soul, not just your eternal soul, right? Not just your eternal spirit, but every single day. Satan wants you to choose his plan more than God's plan. But we experience victory when we receive God's plan over Satan's plan in our lives every single day. And that's why I want to make sure you get your copy of Satan Proof Your Home. This is an amazing resource that my grandmother wrote that helped her, has helped our family, has helped people throughout the years recognize areas in their own lives, in their homes, in their households, where Satan would try and get in, the snakes of Satan would try and slither in, and really just lock it down, say, "No, Satan, you do not have access to this home." Please call or go on the website. We want to make sure you get this book in your hands today because it will help you to walk in victory and to see God's hand at work in your life. See, when we're experiencing attacks from Satan, we have one of two options. We can fight the way that God wants us to fight, or we can fight like Satan. And I'm telling you right now, sometimes when I'm having a bad day, all I want to do is put on some loud music, curl up in my bed, and do absolutely nothing. Right? I'm sure you feel the same way. But I have seen and I've noticed that when I'm having a bad day or I'm going through a hard season, if I lock in, get in the Word of God, begin to speak the promises of God over myself and my situation, I see victory. And I feel better too. And so if that's you, if you're in the middle of a season of struggle, maybe you're like Psalms 23, you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. We know that you don't have to fear evil because God is with you. Please call or go on the website. We want to make sure that you know that God's presence is close to you, that you feel his nearness, and that you battle well. You put on the armor of God, jump out and fight against Satan, and really claim your mind, your household, wherever you are, for the kingdom. Thank you so much for joining us on Today with Marilyn and Sarah. This has been such an amazing time looking at my grandmother's classic teachings. We will see you again next time.